Danielle's. Swan Lake, Dakota Territory, July 17, 1879. Dear brother and sister, A.G. Danielle's, I have thought of writing you several times, but have wanted to write you quite at length, therefore have kept hoping for a more favorable opportunity. But it does not come, so I will write only a few lines to let you know I have not forgotten you. It seemed to be duty to attend the first camp meeting held in Dakota. The conference has been organized, and we hope good has been accomplished. Last Tuesday, we rode in a hired carriage 21 miles to meet the cars at Beloit, Iowa. When we learned that there had been a bad slide and we could not take the cars before 1 or 2 days, and it may be a week before we can go on our way to Colorado, we hired a man to take his team and bring us 28 miles to Sister Anner's, where we are at the present time. I have whole chapters I could write you if I only had time, but this is impossible. Since we parted from you, we have attended 6 camp meetings and labored 1 week very hard at State Center. We have been seeking the Lord while engaged in labor, and we have had evidences of His love and presence. Next week, we hope to go on our way to Colorado, if the Lord will. We intend to be present at the Eastern camp meetings after a short stay in Colorado. We feel anxious to learn how you bear the heat in Texas. We have had some anxiety for you both, but we hope if this is the field of your labor, you will be sustained and of good courage. We would be much pleased to hear directly from you. If I could see you, I would be pleased to have a long talk with you upon many things. Be assured of one point. I am not favorably impressed with Texas. Especially am I disgusted in reading the report in the Dallas and Denison papers of the ridiculous raid made upon us. It shows the material which composes a great part of Texas. I have no faith that it was our duty to go there when we did. It looks to me as though our time was lost. As I now view the matter, I have no faith in my husband's buying horses and mules. No faith in his trying to get the families he was interested in out of Texas. This is not his work, neither is it mine. Our time and minds should be wholly devoted to our specific work. My husband is not the same man he was in Texas. He is more gentle, subdued, courteous, and kind. I do not look back upon our visit in Texas with pleasure, but with grief. It is a very sad chapter in my experience. But I am willing that those who love the southern element and see their courtesy shall enjoy it. I have no desire to know anything more of southern chivalry or courtesy than I do now. I believe we can do tenfold more good in other fields in the same time and with the same labor. We have spoken in the review, for the flourishing accounts of sunny Texas have unsettled many, and they are disposed to go to Texas. I tell them, remain where you are. These ridiculous, unfair statements in the papers show the spirits you have to handle. We shall make a fair statement in regard to Texas to every one whom we see, and discourage our northern people from going there. We would not discourage those who can labor there from doing so. We would be glad to learn how Scott Kilgore succeeds. Please write us, especially in regard to Arthur and Mary. How do you both prosper? I love you both and earnestly desire to see you. Our daughter Mary is with us now. She is a precious child and relieves me of a great deal of burden. I hope you will not have a very unfavorable impression of my husband. He was surfeited while in Texas with the cares of business which he should never have had. Dear children, God is good. I have had precious tokens of His love since I parted from you. I love Jesus. I love the precious cause of truth. My husband is humbly seeking the Lord. We hope to find His rich blessing together and receive the holy unction to fit us for the great and solemn work before us. I want to labor in cheerfulness while I shall have a full sense of the solemnity of the time in which we are living. God bless you is the wish and prayer of my heart. In much love, direct your letters to Boulder City, Colorado.